Call the general committee meeting to order. Please note that assistive listening devices for use in the council chambers are available upon request from staff in the clerk's office. Please ensure that all cell phones are turned off or placed on silent. Are there any members of council who have to disclose a pecuniary interest? Seeing none, the next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. I will read out the title associated with the items on the agenda. Members of general committee may ask that an item be held so that it can be further discussed. Please indicate your intentions to hold an item by pressing your request to speak button. The first person on the list will be given the opportunity to speak first to that item. If an item is not held, the motion is deemed to be approved on consent. No further discussion of the item will take place at the meeting. The recommendation will go forward to council for our consideration at the next meeting. With the start time of general committee meeting changed to 2:30, and with today's heavy agenda, staff have used the consent agenda provision in the procedural bylaw to list reports that are routine in nature and may not require debate. If a member of council has brief comments or questions regarding a report listed on the consent agenda, they may ask when the report title is read. And if the member wishes to debate or amend the recommendation, the item shall be held and discussed as a separate item. Does everybody understand? Okay, so staff report 2019-4 regarding strategic asset management policy. None? The speakers board, there are no speakers yet. Is yours not working? Okay. Seeing none, that's approved by consent. Staff report 2019-3 regarding delegation of property tax ratios from the Region Appeal. Approved upon consent. Staff report 2019-14 regarding appointment to the Board of the Management of the Bolton Business Improvement Area. Approved. Is it a question or do you want to hold it? There are recommendations already listed within the report. Okay. No questions. Approved upon consent. Staff report 2019-10 regarding noise bylaw exemption request extension, Dixie Road sanitary sewer and water main construction, Dixie Road from Mayfield Road to Old School Road, Ward 2. Approved upon consent. So these are the ones that are listed on the consent agenda and pending council direction. So if you'd like to hold, please press your button to indicate so. Staff report 2019-6 regarding establishment of a community climate change action planning task force to inform the town's community climate change action plan update, held by Councillor DeBoer. Yes? Staff report 2019-9 regarding alternate member to regional council, held by Councillor Groves. Staff report 2019-11 regarding governance review and council committee appointments, held by Councillor DeBoer. Staff report 2019-12 regarding council committee appointments to statutory committees, boards, and task force, held by Councillor DeBoer. Staff report 2019-16 regarding cannabis retail stores, held by Councillor Groves. Notice of motion, Alton Village drainage study brought forward by Councillor St. Clair, held by Councillor St. Clair. Topographic surveys brought forward by Councillor St. Clair, held by Councillor St. Clair. Confidential staff report 2019-1 regarding personal matters about an identifiable individual, accessibility advisory committee appointments 2018 to 2022, held by Councillor Rosa. They all have to be held. Confidential staff report 2019-2 regarding personal matters about an identifiable individual, heritage appointments 2018 to 2022, held by Councillor DeBoer. Confidential staff report 2019-3 regarding personal matters by identifiable individuals, committee of adjustment appointments 2018 to 2022, Councillor DeBoer. Confidential staff report 2019-4 regarding personal matters by identifiable individual, property standards committee appointment 2018-2020, held by held by Councillor Kiernan. Confidential staff report 2019-5 regarding personal matters about an identifiable individual appeal board appointments 2018 to 2022 held by Councillor Kiernan. Confidential staff report 2019-6 regarding personal matters about an identifiable individual seniors task force appointments 2018 to 2022 held by Councillor Early. I'm just going to pick you guys. Councillor staff report 2019-7 regarding personal matters about an identifiable individual active transportation task force appointments 2018 to 2022 held by Councillor Downey. Confidential staff report 2019-8 regarding personal matters about an identifiable individual Caledon Public Library Board appointment 2018 to 2022 held by Councillor Early. This means that you all have to be here for the in-camera session. So before I go through to the consent agenda, given that we do, we're on a time crunch to make sure that we are completed by the 6 p.m. open house, there is a motion to do the in-camera session first so that we make sure that all of our appointments are completed so that those committee members can start their training, because we are needing to make sure that those boards are up and running. So I do have a motion from Councillor Downey that Section 8.1 of the procedural bylaw be waived to reorder the agenda to move the confidential session matters after the consent agenda. I need a seconder. Councillor Early. Councillor Groves, did you want to speak to this? Okay, that's after. Yeah. Seeing no speakers, all those in favor? I need 2/3. So all those in favor? Carried. Thank you. The following motion is required to go into confidential session, that council shall go into confidential session under Section 239 of the Municipal Act for the following purposes. Accessibility Advisory Committee appointment 2018 to 2022. Heritage Caledon appointment 2018 to 2022. Committee of Adjustment appointment 2018 to 2022. Property Standards Committee appointment 2018 to 2022. Appeal Board appointment 2018 to 2022. Seniors Task Force appointments 2018 to 2022. Active Transportation Task Force appointments 2018 to 2022. Caledon Public Library Board appointments 2018 to 2022. I need a mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor Grove, seconded by Councillor Kiernan. All those in favor? Carried. Council will now move into confidential session. Members of the public in attendance are welcome to wait until the conclusion of the confidential session, at which time the public portion of the meeting will continue. That Council resume into open session. Moved by Councillor Kiernan, seconded by Councillor Groves. All those in favor? Carried. So motions resulting from confidential session. Confidential staff report 2019-1, personal matters about an identifiable individual accessibility advisory committee appointments 2018 to 2022. The following citizens be appointed to the accessibility advisory committee for the 2018 to 2022 term of council. Dale St. Clair, Grace Kennedy, Lana Champion, John Groh, and John Payne. I have a mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor Kiernan, seconded by Councillor Groves. All those in favor? Carried. Confidential staff report 2019-2, personal matters about an identifiable individual Heritage Caledon appointments 2018 to 2022, that the following citizens be appointed to the Heritage Caledon Committee for the 2018 to 2022 term of council. Jennifer LaForestier, Joanne Kreese, Mike Starr, Beth Early Ray, Barbara McKenzie, Derek Patterson, John Payne, and Valerie Mackey. I need a mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor Early, seconded by Councillor Rosa. All those in favor? All those in favor? Carried. Sorry, the other side's lagging. Confidential staff report 2019-3, personal matters about an identifiable individual committee of adjustment appointments 2018 to 2022, that the following seven members be appointed to the committee of adjustment for the 2018-2022 term of council. Margaret Morrison, William Snell, Joseph Medcalf, Andrew Pierce, Geraldine Merkley, Deb Crandall, Catherine Mitzvid. I need a mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor St. Clair, seconded by Councillor Rosa. All those in favor? Carried. Confidential Staff Report 2019-4, Personal Matters of an Identifiable Individual, Property Standards Committee Appointments 2018 to 2022, that the following five citizens be appointed to the Property Standards Committee for the 2018-2022 term of council: Daniel Vanafro, Geraldine Merkley, Rob Kilfoy, Joseph Galeana, and Tony Bosco. Moved by Councillor Grove, seconded by Councillor DeBoer. All those in favor? Carried. Confidential Staff Report 2019-5, Personal Matters and Better Identifiable Individual, Appeal Board Appointments 2018 to 2022, that the following five citizens be appointed to the Appeal Board for the 2018 to 2022 term of council: Margaret Morrison, Rupinder Upal, Geraldine Merkley, Douglas Kilner, Tony Bosco. Moved by Councillor Early, seconded by Councillor Rosa. All those in favor? Carried. Confidential Staff Report 2019-6, Personal Matters of an Identifiable Individual, Seniors Task Force Appointment 2018 to 2022, that the following 10 citizens be appointed to the Seniors Task Force for the 2018 to 2022 term of council: James Kreese, Margaret Morrison, Suzanne Harris, Alex Rodriguez, Diane Delaney, Carmela Cuccio, Nikki Gallo, Nora Martin, Ken Graydon, Gloria Pitzsistrick. I need a mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor Kiernan, seconded by Councillor Downey. All those in favor? Carried. That the following community liaison be appointed to the Seniors Task Force: Geraldine Aguirre and Jane Cuthbert. I need a mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor Rosa, seconded by Councillor St. Clair. All those in favor? Carried. Confidential Staff Report 2019-7, Personal Matters of an Identifiable Individual, Active Transportation Task Force Appointment 2018 to 2022, that the following five citizens be appointed to the Active Transportation Task Force for the 2018 to 2022 term of council: Donald Coates, Shona Sibald, Wayne Noble, Amanda Zarfalopoulos, Darshan Singh. Mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor Kiernan, seconded by Councillor DeBoer. All those in favor? Carried. Confidential Staff Report 2019-8, Personal Matters and Better Identifiable Individual, Caledon Public Library Board Appointments to 2018 to 2022, that the following citizens be appointed to the Caledon Public Library Board for the 2018 to 2022 term of council: Paula Chiviero, Sherilyn Roman, Betty David, Jacqueline Lafratte, Janet Manning, Brenda Clark, Catherine Jackson. Moved by Councillor Early, seconded by Councillor Rosa. All those in favor? Carried. So now we will go back to the regular agenda. Staff Report 2019-6 regarding establishment of a Community Climate Change Action Planning Task Force to inform the town's Community Climate Change Action Plan update, that the Climate Change Action Planning Task Force for the terms of reference attached to Schedule A to Staff Report 2019-06 be approved, that the recruitment process for membership to the Climate Change Action Planning Task Force be initiated immediately, and that the Energy and Environment staff be delegated authority to select and propose members of the task force and report back to Council for approval. I need a mover and a seconder before we can discuss this item. Moved by Councillor Downey, seconded by Councillor Groves. And this item was held by Councillor DeBoer.
Thanks. Really my question or comment related to a conversation that I had with regards to, and we're talking about, I won't come over. One more. There, that one. 219-6, correct? Okay.
Yep.
It was a conversation I had with Caitlin earlier, and through some research that we were doing at Christmas time, there's a group, Transitions Communities, and there's a chapter starting in Canada, in Caledon, and I think there's a relationship to what that group's doing, and when we get this report done and we get into the implementation stage. And with these kind of things, it's the implementation stage is really the important one. And I'm just wondering, and it comes to a question, did you have a chance to figure out whether that's an avenue that would work, or if I bring it up here and we talk about it now, can it be like just direction to staff that as you go through this project, investigating whether that's an avenue in an association, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel entirely as being the way to go to the implementation stage, probably in a year to a year and a half's time.
Through you, Chair Innes, to Councillor DeBoer, I did some preliminary research into transition communities, apart from my personal knowledge of involvement with the groups. My recommendation at this time is that when we bring back the full Climate Change Action Plan, we're forecasting and hoping this will happen in March of 2020, that we determine the best, whether it be a task force, a working group, or if it's something aligned with the transition movement, that that be something that we explore through this updating process, because we are applying a lens of implementation, because you are right, one of the most important and the most challenging part of a climate change plan is implementing it and getting the right people around the table in a sustained manner. So that is something that we will be looking at over the year.
Okay, so yes, I work, we'll eagerly wait for the final report, and then between us, we'll try and remember this conversation and the group name, and maybe we'll have a Caledon chapter, because there is a Caledon chapter around. I'm trying to find contact information, and in fact, an Ontario, a Bolton chapter as well. So trying to get contact information, and they're both in their infancy. But Erin has a group as far as local is concerned. So, you know, it's something that we've all got to keep an eye on and keep working towards making things a little bit better. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. McCann. Any other questions, comments, or concerns? Moved by Councillor Downey, seconded by Councillor Groves. All those in favour? Carried. Staff Report 2019-9 regarding alternate member to Regional Council. This item was held by Councillor Groves. Do you want to give me a name before I read it out?
That Councillor Nick DeBoer be appointed.
Okay. That Councillor Nick DeBoer be appointed as the alternate member to Region Appeal Council for the 2018 to 2022 term of council, that the necessary bylaw be brought forward to give effect thereto, and that town staff notify the regional clerk of the appointment. I need a mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor Groves, seconded by Councillor Kiernan. This item was held by Councillor Groves. Do you just to put the name forward? Are there other comments, questions, or suggestions, or any other names that would like to come forward? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Staff Report 2019-11, Governance Review and Council Committee Appointments, at the terms of reference for the Audit Committee attached as Schedule A to Staff Report 2019-11 and forming part of the Town's Procedural Bylaw 2015-108, be confirmed that the following members of Council be appointed to the Audit Committee for a term ending November the 14th, 2022. I don't have those names. This item was held by Councillor DeBoer, do you have those names?
I would recommend or nominate all of the Caledon local councillors and the mayor.
So, Mayor Thompson, Councillor, I'm going to go by wards, Councillor Kiernan, Councillor Early, Councillor DeBoer, and Councillor Rosa. That the terms of reference for the Procedural Bylaw Review Committee attached to Schedule B to Staff Report 2011-11 be confirmed, that the following members of Council be appointed to the Procedural Bylaw Review Committee for a term ending November the 14th, 2022. Councillor DeBoer.
I have a nomination, is Councillor Sinclair.
procedural bylaw? Yes. Nick?
Oh.
I will as well. You need,
okay.
You're gonna need
oh,
Jen,
Councillor Innes, and I don't know if Councillor Early would be interested.
Three. The following members of council be appointed to the Procedural Bylaw Review Committee for term ending November the 14th, 2022. Councillor St. Clair, Councillor Innes, Councillor Early. That a Council Code of Conduct Review Committee be established as outlined by the terms of reference attached to Schedule C to Staff Report 2019-11, and that the following members of Council be appointed to the Council Code of Conduct Review Committee. Councillor DeBoer.
Councillor Downey.
Oh, Sinclair.
Oh, Councillor Sinclair. And
Councillor Kieran.
And Councillor Kieran.
Okay, so Councillor Downey, Councillor St. Clair, Councillor Kieran, are those councillors all okay with their name standing? Councillor St. Clair?
Just, there's only three members on these are quite important matters. What is the relationship with the rest of council? Do we have deliberations and then come to the rest of council to discuss some of the matters?
Yes.
And then go back and
yes.
Refine
so any,
it?
Any member of council can attend any of the meetings.
Right.
Once a decision is made by the voting members of the committee, they will come back to council for decision and ratification.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So all those three names prepared to stand? Okay. Councillor Downing, Councillor Sinclair, and Councillor Kiernan. Any others? Okay. That's it. So moved by Councillor Groves and seconded by Councillor Kiernan. I'm going to clear the board. Are there any questions, comments? All those in favor? Carried. Staff report 2019-12, Council Committee Appointment to Statutory Committees, Boards, and Task Force. This was also held by Councillor DeBoer. That Councillor, you gotta fill in the blank for me, be appointed to the Accessibility Advisory Committee as the Council representative until November the 14th, 2022. I need a name.
I nominate Councillor Early.
Stan? That Councillor Early be appointed to the Accessibility Advisory Committee. The next one is the Heritage Caledon Committee.
I can nominate Councillor Sinclair.
No,
it's okay.
No, thank you.
Okay.
You can nominate her.
Okay, nominate Councillor Kieran.
Yes.
Kiernan.
I'm going to fill in the names, then I'm going to read the whole motion. Seniors Task Force.
Councillor Groves. Nominate Councillor Groves.
Two councillors for the library board.
Councillor Rosa and Councillor Early, yes.
Okay. Councillor Early, okay. Two councillors for the BIA.
Councillor Groves and Councillor Rosa.
Okay. So that staff report 2019-12, Council Committee Appointment to Statutory Committees, Boards, and Task Force, that Councillor Early be appointed to the Accessibility Advisory Committee as a Council representative until November the 14th, 2022, and that Councillor Kiernan be appointed to the Heritage Caledon Committee as a Council representative until November 14th, 2022, and that Councillor Groves be appointed to the Senior Task Force as a Council representative until November 14th, 2022, and that Councillor Rosa and Councillor Early be appointed to the Caledon Public Library Board as the Council representatives until November the 14th, 2022, and that Councillor Groves and Rosa be appointed to the Bolton Business Improvement Area Board of Management as the Council representatives until November the 14th, 2022, and that the necessary appointment bylaws be brought forward to give effect thereto. I need a mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, seconded by Councillor Groves. All those in favor? Carried. Now we're on to staff report 2019-16 regarding cannabis retail stores, that the Town of Caledon, in response to the option for municipalities to opt in or opt out of the private retail sales model within Bill 36, provide notification to the commissioner of the AGCO of its decision to opt out at this time. I need a mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor Kiernan, seconded by Councillor Rosa. This item was originally held by Councillor Groves.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wanted to thank staff for doing a really good job at the open house, it was well attended, I think, and I think there were some emails as well that came in from folks who couldn't make it to the open house. I'm looking at staff recommendation on page 57. I'm in complete support of staff's recommendation that the town opt out at this time, because really this will allow further development of the legislation and controls. I think there are too many uncertainties around it, too many I don't know. So I think the best thing to do is really to opt out at this time. Once we learn more about how this is going to work, we have an opportunity to go in. Once we go in, we have no opportunity to get out. So I'm supporting the staff recommendation in opting out at this time, just to understand it, and also to make sure that the health and safety of the community is protected. So I think we still have a lot of work to do on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Downey.
Thank you, through you, Chair Innes. I agree. I think that there is still quite a bit of work to do at all levels with this issue. What I'd like to add, though, if possible, with the recommendation, is that as we, whether we, you know, take the recommendation to opt out, that we, you know, come together with other municipalities that have also chosen to opt out, and use a collaborative voice when dealing with the province on this issue. I'm watching all the other municipalities and things that they've been saying. I know that we have another member of Peel, Brampton Council, that brought that to light in a press release yesterday and really talked about all of the municipalities that are opting out coming together and using a collective voice when working with the province and when you know, figuring out how we do this as a larger area or as the GTA. So I would suggest that we do that, whether it be under AMO or you know, an overarching board, that we make ourselves available to be part of that collaboration. Thank you.
Are there any other comments? Questions? No? Okay. Then I will add my two cents. So to follow up on Councillor Downey's comments, I think that that's also, we've done a lot of work with a joint committee through all three municipalities within the region of Peel and with regional staff. And I think that that would be a great way to continue to have a voice in continuing some of the work with that committee, which I know is an issue that we'll have to take up at the region because it'll be a regional resourcing. So happy to have those discussions at the region, but I think that that's at a level that we should be having those conversations. And I think that, you know, while I understand the intentions of the federal government, we all want to eliminate the black market. We want to make it safe. There's still a lot of unquestionables. There's still a lot of issues with the way that the legislation is and a lot of uncertainties. I don't think that this is us saying no forever. I think that this is us being cautious and doing our due diligence. There hasn't been enough time, I don't think, and enough consultation with this legislation from the legalization federally right down to the decision that we're making here today. So I see this as a cautionary pause that we're taking here, and that we're obviously going to be discussing it further into the future, and I look forward to having those discussions at the regional table as well. Seeing no other speakers on the board, moved by Councillor Kiernan, seconded by Councillor Rosa. All those in favour? Unanimous. We'll now move to notice of motions. The notice of motion, Alton Village Drainage Study, brought forward by Councillor St. Clair.
I don't know how this ended up on two different committee meetings today. The item was dealt with this morning, so I request this to be withdrawn.
So please. Done. Thank you.
Do we need a mover and seconder to withdraw it,
nope.
Or just do it?
You just do it. It's only your motion yet because we haven't moved and seconded, so it's in your hands.
Okay, that also goes for the next notice of motion also.
Okay. The topographic surveys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor St. Clair. Is there anything in the correspondence package? Councillor Groves.
Thank you. Just on 8.1.2, the pilot project update from the Friday Night Fusion. Just wanted to thank Heather Savage and her team for doing a really good job with that program. I know it's well attended by the youth. They enjoy it. And so just wanted to say thank you to her and her team.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions from correspondents? That concludes the general committee. Remind members, presentation. Which one? No, hold on. Where is it? I don't have it in here. Councillor DeBoer.
There were three requests to present. The Cattle and Leash Free Action Committee, probably looking for upgrades to Leash Free Park, and the Central Counties Tourism and Dan O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
And they be
so you move a motion
allowed
to grant their request to present, seconded by Councillor Groves. All those in favor? Carried. Anything else?
I was just looking at it and I didn't catch it the first time through, if I may continue.
Mm-hmm.
The Southwest Integrated Network looks like it's an application form for members for the Board of Directors. And I think it's just a matter of bringing this to the attention of, I guess, the community in general. I'd have to go through as to whether there's a requirement, but it's probably good to put that out there to for people who want to
so I think this is actually to endorse Mayor Thompson.
Oh, is it?
As a member of the board.
Okay, let's do that then.
So we can have a motion from Councillor DeBoer, seconded by Councillor Kiernan, to support Mayor Thompson as a board member of SWIFT. All those in favor? Carried.
Make her an alternate.
Is there an alternate position? We're not aware of one. Are there any other questions, comments, anything from the presentations or memos? No. Then I will conclude general committee for today and remind council that the open house starts at 6 p.m.